Before the video starts, guys, I've come together with Muslim Aid once again to get clean water for families in Gaza. £105 can provide interrupted water to two families for an entire year. Give even if it's £1 towards it.
There is, because you're putting a limit, but when it comes to LGBT, and there's plus, there's many other things, it's open. But when, and also, for example, paedophilia. There are some men who are coming out and saying that they why can't they join your group and add a P at the end?
Talking about gender rather than age. We're not necessarily talking about people.
We're making no statement.
Paedophiles hurt other people.
But they say we're born like that.
Yeah, but we're not.
That's the argument, not me. That's what
they're talking about. People who aren't born like most people would think, like as in a straight. Like, we're not just talking about that kind of thing. We're talking about people who are being discriminated for the gender they love, not necessarily the age, the gender.
I'm with you.
If a murderer says they want to kill someone else and they're just like that, you're not going to let them kill someone else. You're going to do everything you can to stop them from hurting someone else. Same with paedophiles. If someone says, oh, I was just born like that, and they want to hurt someone, you need to stop them from hurting someone. LGBTQ people aren't hurting anyone. In fact, we're the ones being hurt by other people.
Okay, no, I understand that. But what I'm saying is this can be argued, for example, hurting. What does hurting mean? Yeah, and hurting someone physically, or having a harm in a society as a whole, the ripple effects of that, that's something that needs to be discussed. Because if one says, argument's sake, when I drink alcohol, I don't hurt anybody. But you're the same person, when you drink alcohol, you go crash into a car with kids in there and you kill. So like in Islam, as Muslims, Islam is prevention better than rather than cure. So meaning, if one person says, I want my right to drink alcohol, Islam says, no, if you're going to have a negative impact on the community, you can't do that, because the community at large has a greater right. But what I was asking you guys, look, I'm not trying to attack you guys, I'm curious. But when I say inconsistency, I have to, you can do the same with me. When you draw a line with the paedophiles, when you draw a line with incest, I'm asking the question. For example, the paedophile movement, actually bestiality even, yeah, they want to join your group. They even, like, you know, there's some discussion where they're like, why can't, and the LGBT group are denying that. They're saying, no, you can't. But they're saying, we're born this way. Why is it that when you're born gay, homosexual, bisexual, transsexual, whatever it may, transgender, whatever you're born, you have a right. But as a paedophile, when I have some kind of liking to a child, and even some of them say, even if we don't act on it, I have that. Accept me as I am, you reject them.
Because they're hurting people. We are not.
Incest?
That's the main difference.
No, but incest. A father and a daughter that's reached the age of 16, they use contraceptive.
Yeah, but that, as we said, that father is in a position of power over the daughter. Like, do you respect your father?
Okay, what age does the child need to reach so they're not in a position of power? Because
there is no age that they reach, because the parent
is always going to... Yeah.
But that could be with anyone. That could be with some two gay couples and one is more manipulative.
Yeah, if someone has a position of power over the other person, but in gay couples, if one of them is abusive, then that's wrong too.
But
it's wrong to be abusive. It's wrong to be manipulative.
But if a woman comes and says, I'm 16 years old, my father is not manipulative, and I choose the right to have sexual intimacy with him, how could you come and say, no, he's your father, he must be manipulative, you're overgeneralizing? How is that fair on them and their love?
We're not saying he's manipulative. We're not saying he's necessarily 100% manipulative.
Okay, right.
We're saying that that person is in a position of power over the daughter, correct? Do you like acknowledge that? That person
they are, until that person reaches the age of puberty, 16, because they have a lot of rights. You know, they can call the feds in 2 seconds.
Okay, can I ask, how is this relevant to...
Because what it is what we're just trying to do is, like, what I'm trying to find out is, because I feel like there's an inconsistency with the LGBT community, and this is where I'm saying, well, there's a contradiction. That's what I'm trying to highlight, and I'm trying to tell me if I'm wrong. So that's why I was trying to have a dialogue with you guys, because it seems a contradiction to your stance.
Let me ask you the opposite question. Why do you draw the straight line at men and women being in relationships and not at all people of any genders being in relationships?
Okay.
Where is what I'm asking.
Okay, with us, we come from an objective morality where we believe God Almighty has created us and we live in His land and He provides us the sustenance, and what He says, we try our best to follow. Now, obviously, like, as Muslims in this country, we abide by the law of the land, yeah? So you guys can, like, I'm not here to stop you doing what you're doing.
No.
But what we're trying to say is, for example, from our point of view, it's, for example, we believe that God Almighty has forbidden it. It's not permissible, yeah? And not only that, for example, there are many issues as well. For example, it's unnatural. I believe it's unnatural, even though you can say, okay, but it's an animal kingdom, but I can say that's animals. But what I'm saying is, unnatural for a man, for example, to penetrate another man's rectum, you know, and that's from our point of view. But I'm not saying you guys don't have to.
Sorry, we didn't consent to being filmed. So if you're broadcasting us, could you please take that down?
Yeah, whoever's recording. Okay.
We didn't consent to being filmed at all.
Yeah, you know. Okay. All right, guys. Whoever's recording this, they don't want to be in here, yeah, because the speaker's gone up. You get 10 cameras. I can't control them. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I just want to make one more question.
Okay, one question.
So, our position, right? I'm just going to sum up in one. Okay, so you say that God said that it's not okay, and that's fine. Like, I completely respect your opinion. From our perspective, it's okay for any adult consenting person who does not have a parental or, like, familial relationship with someone else. It's okay for them to have a relationship.
Does the LGBT society stand with the words you said, or is this coming from you? The whole parental thing of being manipulative. That's the first time I've heard that.
Most people within the LGBTQ community do not endorse incest.
Oh yeah, no, they don't. But for example, is it because the whole manipulative thing? Because that's the first time I've heard that.
Well, it's partially because of that. It's also partially because of genetic. It's for a lot of different reasons. And I obviously haven't. I haven't prepared for this. We're just here for that. We haven't prepared for this. I couldn't tell you every argument. Okay. But we don't endorse incest, and all we're saying is that anyone who's over a legal age of consent should be allowed to have a relationship with anyone else. And that's fine. You're a really nice guy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm so sorry again if I was just inquiring. Thank you very much. Enjoy yourself. Okay, thank you. It's just weird. That's a nice dialogue here, discussion. Just ask some questions. I think it was quite informative. Goodbye. Who is this?